When the body rests, the mind acts up. A runner's guide to taper anxiety. You're 3 weeks out from the start line. Mileage drops 20 to 40%. Your legs feel heavy. Your sleep gets patchy. Every twinge feels like an injury. And you start questioning a training block that, until 10 days ago, you would have graded an A. Welcome to taper anxiety. It is the most reported and least trained part of marathon preparation. Why the taper feels worse than the build. The science of tapering itself is well established. Bosquet and colleagues, 2007, pooled 27 studies in a meta-analysis and found that a 2 to 3 week taper with a 41 to 60% volume drop and preserved intensity produced a mean performance gain of about 1.96% in endurance athletes. Bosquet et al., 2007. For a 3:30 marathon, that is roughly 4 minutes. The body is adapting on schedule. The mind is not. Mujica and Padilla, 2003, cataloged the physiological recovery during taper, muscle glycogen restoration, repaired tissue, normalized hormonal markers, and noted that the same drop in training stimulus that drives the performance gain also disrupts the daily rhythms athletes used as their primary self-regulation tool for 12 to 16 weeks, Mujica and Padilla, 2003. The training was the anxiolytic. Pull it, and what it was masking comes back. A separate finding matters here. Aubrey and colleagues, 2014, showed that the largest performance peak after a taper occurs in athletes who entered the taper functionally overreached. Tired, beat up, mood scores depressed. Aubrey et al., 2014. The runners most likely to feel terrible on day one of the taper are also the ones most likely to peak hardest on race day. Feeling bad is part of the protocol working. What's actually happening inside your head? Three patterns repeat in the taper week journals of competitive marathoners. Phantom symptom hunting. Without 60-mile weeks burning off cortisol, the threat detection system has bandwidth to scan. A tight calf becomes a tear. An easy run feels slow and reads as fitness loss. The system is doing exactly what it was built to do. There just is not a real threat. Identity drift. A 14-week build creates a daily identity. I am someone who runs 60 miles this week. Drop the volume, and that identity briefly evaporates. The discomfort is not weakness. It is the gap between the role you played in training and the role you will play on race day. Confidence inversion. The athletes who train the hardest often feel the least ready. 4 months of stress testing, the body conditions them to read the absence of that test as fitness loss rather than recovery. A 3-step taper week protocol. Move the metric. For the final 14 days, stop checking pace and heart rate. The only metrics now are sleep duration and resting HRV. The training is done. The new job is recovery. Track that, and only that. Run the race in your head, daily. A 5 to 7 minute imagery rep through the first 3 miles in real time. The corral, the gun, settling into goal pace, the first water table. Do it in your race kit, at the time of day the race will start, with the arousal of race morning loaded in. The pedal-pa imagery research is consistent that high fidelity reps transfer. Abstract visualization does not. Pre-commit one. If, then. Pick the failure mode you are most worried about. Mile 18 wall, mile 22 cramp, splits drifting in mile 8, and write the response in advance. If my pace drifts in mile 8, then I lock onto the runner ahead and drop my shoulders for 60 seconds. Pre-commitment turns mid-race deliberation into mid-race execution. The taper is doing its job. So is the anxiety. Your job is to let both finish. If you want a guided way to run the imagery reps and pre-commit your race day if-thens, the MindSport app builds the protocol for you.